AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Coast Guard says all five people on board a missing submersible died when the vessel imploded near the wreckage of the Titanic. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger offers condolences to the families of those aboard the Titan.
I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
The audio courtesy of WCVB-TV. Mauger says debris found during the search for the vessel is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen states the importance of supporting developing countries to enable a global financial benefit for all nations. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen stated the importance of supporting developing countries to enable a global financial benefit for all nations. In a briefing ahead of a summit in Paris to tackle global poverty and climate change, Yellen told journalists a comprehensive approach was needed. World leaders, heads of international organizations, and activists are gathering in Paris for a two-day summit focused on reshaping the global financial system. Developing nations point to an outdated system where the US, Europe, China, and other big economies that have caused most climate damage are leaving the poorest countries to deal with the consequences. I'm Karen Chamas.
New rules that require owners to register stabilizing braces for firearms will stay in place after the Senate rejected a Republican effort to overturn them. President Biden had promised to veto the resolution. And a brief but fierce storm pummeled concertgoers at the iconic Red Rocks Amphitheater near Denver with golf ball-sized hail, injuring dozens. This is AP News. An actor, a rapper actor, and three musicians are the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors.
Billy Crystal, Queen Latifah, Dionne Warwick, Renee Fleming, and Barry Gibb will get Kennedy Center honors this year during a gala in Washington on December 3rd. Fleming says she had always hoped to get one. Gibb says it would have been arrogance to expect one. And Warwick says she wonders what took so long. Queen Latifah says she appreciates that the honors have embraced hip-hop. Crystal is one of the few comedians who will have both a Kennedy Center honor and the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize for Achievement in Comedy. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
California officials are notifying state retirees and other beneficiaries whose personal income has been stolen. The data breach has affected more than 769,000 members of California's public employees retirement system. The breach was at a company the state contracts with to identify members who have died. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.